Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Ira Hobbs. Ira is the Deputy Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the co-chair of the Federal CIO Council Workforce and Human Capital for IT Committee. And joining us in our conversation is Jim Martin. Well, Ira, since recruitment is the beginning of the employment life cycle, could you describe the recruitment activities and the tools that government uses to attract IT professionals?
Okay, Paul. Recruitment is a huge issue for us. Obviously, you know, we're doing a number of things. First of all, there is that, you know, the traditional old-fashioned way. That's out at the conferences, that out at the colleges and universities, that down-on-the-ground approach. But beyond that also, you know, we're using the modern tools, the technology sites, you know, our own website that's up there. That's an encouragement to individuals to get out. And folks like myself getting around the country, talking on the radio, talking with folks like yourselves, you know, about how the federal government, when we think, ought to be viewed as an employer of choice. You know, we always have not had a good reputation in that sense, but that's something that we're really working hard to improve. And we're seeing, you know, we're seeing a surge, both for economic reasons as well as what we might want to consider as patriotic reasons. We're seeing a lot of people rethink coming to work for public service. And so we're working very closely, a lot in collaboration with state government, you know, with local government, as we go out and recruit. We're trying to make sure that people understand what we do, understand that what we do is exciting and challenging, and it's not, you know, what a lot of folks have described us in the past as maintaining legacy systems, but that we're at the forefront of technology. And the federal government, one thing that you can count on, it's a place where at a very, very early stage in your career, you can get a lot of responsibility for very, very major activities. So we're trying to sell that. We're trying to sell that in the sense that what we develop in government in terms of IT is we develop people who are leaders, and that's starting to have some impact and some effect.
I understand the council is doing some very interesting work with the National Academy Foundation and the Scholarship for Service program. Could you tell us about these programs?
National Scholarship Program is really, it's a joint effort between the Federal CIO Council, the Office of Personnel Management, and the National Science Foundation. One of the areas that we find that we really need a lot of help in the area of cybersecurity. So working with the National Science Foundation, we've been able to set up a scholarship program. Digress just a minute and say one of the areas that we found that there has not been a lot of teaching capacity in is in this area of cybersecurity. A couple of years ago, you couldn't go to a school and get a degree training in that area. It was a subspecialty. But what we've done is been able to help organize a consortium of colleges across the United States. Those colleges are starting to produce graduates. Those graduates are starting to come into the federal government. So we think that we're filling a void that's needed and necessary, not only in the federal government, but private sector also. And that is those folks in the area of cybersecurity who help defend our networks from unlawful intrusions and other kind of nefarious actions that are going on out there. It's a wonderful program. We've seen a lot of young folks in it, but we've also seen a lot of people who are mid-career, who are making transitions. So not only are we getting people who are interested, we're getting people who also bring a lot of practical experience to the whole realm of information technology. So it's a wonderful program. Projections are that we're going to be seeing somewhere between 200 to 300 graduates, you know, annualized over the next couple of years, and we're rapidly trying to find a place for them in the federal government because we see them as very critical to the security of information technology across the board.
Ira, in another interview, you recently said that enterprise architecture, security, and project management are three specific areas that the federal government is looking to hire new talent. Can you broadly describe these three fields to our listeners? And let's just break this apart a little bit, and let's talk about enterprise architecture first. What is it, and how do you help IT professionals develop this skill?
You know, we constantly poll our members, the council, to see what it is where they see themselves as most needing help and support. And these three areas that you've mentioned, enterprise architecting, cybersecurity, and project management, continue to bubble to the top. When we talk about enterprise architecture, most instances what we're talking about is how we build good, solid modernization plans for how we're going to use information technology in our organizations. You will hear the purists talked about it in terms of creating as-is models that reflect where we want to be or to-be models in the future. My basic sense is, and I try to always talk about it in plain English because that's how you get people to buy into it, is that what we're really talking about is understanding what you have. How can you leverage what you have to your best practical advantage, and then having some idea about where it is that you want to go? no different than what you and I do sometimes when we go down in the basement and that computer we got is just about on its last legs. Well, that's our as-is inventory. We got to figure out what's next. So we're pulling up the different catalogs and we're looking for different machines, and that's where our 2B is. So it's a means of helping us to modernize that. Now, certainly, I don't want to seem like I'm oversimplifying the area, because there's some folks out there who will seriously take me to task for it. But it's about creating that inventory, understanding what kinds of systems you have, understanding what the innards are of those systems and how they operate and how they work, and then planning for how you're going to move them as new technologies become available so that there's an orderly progression to what you do. Another way to look at it is understanding how you're investing your money and making sure that you are getting value for the dollars that you are spending. Now, if you take that and you move to cybersecurity, I need not tell either one of you about the situation and the kind of world that we exist in today. The beauty of information technology is that it connects the world. Okay, the danger of it is that when we connect the world, not everybody is there for the right reasons. And so there are people who look for opportunities to do wrong things, in some instances, bad things. What we need and what we are developing and continuing to enhance is a cadre of people who are really the cops of the Internet, folks who can help us understand when bad things are being perpetrated and understand what it takes to be able to stop those things from happening. You know, I've heard somebody refer to them as the visual centurions of the future, you know, and these centurions in that sense stand guard, watching this arras and an array of cables and wires and signals that are being sent and are able to determine good from bad. So in that sense, that's what we're looking for in cybersecurity. Project management is probably the one that most of us are focusing the most on. And that is, from a project management standpoint, you know, we found that we spend billions of dollars on projects. And in looking at those projects, we need to have a cadre of people whose background, understanding, and experiences are such that they can get us from start to end. You know, you hear the phrases scope creep, you hear the phrases, you know, we're out of budget, we're out of sync. Well, what we're looking for is people who can help us to complete these projects on time, on schedule, and within cost. And so those are the three areas that we're really, I think, focusing on in the federal government in terms of what our needs are. The other thing that I might add is this is the same thing that we see a lot of our industry partners and industry colleagues focusing on also. So that gives us even more assurance that we are looking at the right issues and focusing on the right things in terms of opportunities to improve our business and our business delivery.
When you look at this, what types of project management training does the council support?
Well, we support project management training in several different ways. One, we created a virtual CIO university. And what this is a consortium of about 17 colleges that offer master's level programs, you know, in information technology. Embedded in them is a core of project management training programs. We have identified competencies. We've identified standards in terms of areas that we believe project managers should be conversant in. We've established those. We put those in place. And if I'm not speaking too prematurely, very soon now we're going to come out with an approach about how we rank our project managers in terms of levels of experiences, knowledges that they bring to the table in relationship to the size and the complexity of the projects that they have responsibility for. And so we look at it then both on an education from a college perspective, but we also look at it in terms of individual specific training courses. There's some things that we offer within our agencies themselves, you know, in terms of processes and procedures that people need to understand to be effective in those environments. And of course, we follow a very disciplined approach in that sense in terms of identification of classes that people can take. So it's an across-the-board approach. You know, we look at a number of different factors from both general management skills to very specific IT competency areas for training.
Well, that's all very interesting. I'd like to ask, how are the training courses funded?
Well, the training courses are funded in a number of different ways. One of the age-old adages is that when budget dollars are tight, the first thing to go is travel and training. That's pretty real. But that's not just real for the government. That's real for any organization that's trying to survive and trying to keep itself out of the red and in the black in terms of its dollars. There are a number of different things that we've done to do that. We have certainly encouraged agencies to work together. You know, you can get two agencies that come in together, partner and build a course. That's one way to do it. Secondly, we do get appropriated dollars. We do get money. I think good managers find a way to fund training, because if you're not taking care of your people, you're not taking care of your business. You're not taking care of your business, probably won't be there long trying to take care of it at all. So we get dollars from the Congress. We use those dollars for training. We come together as a council. We plan things together as a council. And so we find one organization that's doing something that seems to make sense. That organization may agree to open it up to others so that we can all share in the benefits of the knowledge and of the learning. So we use a variety of methods, just like everybody else in that regard. And, you know, we're building now more and more learning portals for the federal government. I think our big eGov initiative out there is GoLearn. You know, in GoLearn, we're amassing training, we're amassing courses, we're working with the Office of Personnel Management to identify those kinds of things that are skill sets for our employees. We're starting to apply more technology to what helping our employee identify what their skill gaps are, what are the kind of training that closes those gaps, so the training that they are taking is very much specifically related to helping them to improve their skills. You know, we just launched a new project, which we call our Roadmap Project, which is a automated tool that walks an employee through an individual development session that helps them to identify training and competencies that they need. Very exciting tool. We're very excited about it.
That's very interesting, especially all the training that's being offered. Many other groups are concerned about the federal IT workforce. Who are they, and how does the CIO Council work with them? We'll ask Ira Hobbs, the Department of Agriculture, about them when the Business of Government Hour returns.